CD 6.
For a moment, she was solemn, and she refilled her goblet. Then she brightened.
Still, the Basha Falaka chose well. She guarded and guided you, and when her silly plot came to nothing, she kept faith with you and your people. Aye, even though she believed you had betrayed her.
She was smiling with real admiration.
Do you know, when Wedejo brought her prisoner to me, and she had stamped and raged and gloried in her treason, and cursed her conspirators for fools and cowards, why then she demanded private audience and told me of your mission. Aye, she is a heroine indeed, when she is not playing the idiot. She keeps her word, which is why I believe her when she vows to take my throne.
She tossed her head, swirling her braids, and eyed me.
You wonder why I tolerate her, do you not?
I said tactfully that Her Majesty was a marvel of patience and loved her sister dearly. Mastiat shrugged and refilled our goblets.
So she thinks. Oh, I have a sisterly affection for her, but not enough to stop me sending her to the Stranglers if there was no other way. That startles you. You suppose my endearment sincere.
She smiled coolly over the rim of her cup.
A little, perhaps. But their true purpose was to play on her girlish emotions, for she is a romantica, Uluba Wok, with a tender heart for kittens and little birds, and the fond sister who told her bedtime stories. The same Uluba who can gloat over the torture of an enemy.
I thought of Yando hanging terrified,
weeps with great tears over this.
She drew her robe aside to display the bead anklet.
Lord God, the time my woman spent searching for the wretched thing. It served my purpose, as did my embraces. While her shame and remorse last, she will not attempt my throne again, believe me.
Seeing my expression, she burst out laughing, refilled her goblet, crammed a handful of sweets into her mouth, washed them down with one great gulp, hiccuped, picked up a tej flask and a dish of dainties, and made her stately way, swaying slightly, back to her couch, apologizing with an elegant flutter of her fingers for keeping me standing, and begging me to take Uluba's stool. I wondered, had I ever seen her like? Every inch a queen, with the table manners of a starving navvy, tyrant of the toughest savages in Africa, and indulgent to the point of lunacy of her wildcat sister, using lions as lapdogs, and plainly ready to enjoy amorous jollity with a chap she'd known a bare 5 minutes. Uninhibited, merry, gluttonous, imperious, sentimental, and cynical by turns. And unless I was badly in error, as astute and formidable as any crowned female I'd ever met. And they're nobody's fools, these royal ladies. As she proceeded to prove, lolling in cushioned comfort, with enough lush inside her to float a frigate.
But enough of Uluba Wok. She tells me of your Dejas. Napier seeks an alliance against Theodore, but she knew nothing of any price. Now, I am sure that he will have named a sum, and equally sure that he will have urged you to make as cheap a bargain as the silly woman will accept.
She took a long swig, mocking me with an eye like a velvet fishhook.
But I am surest of all that you are too gallant a gentleman to take advantage of a poor African lady.
What could I do but smile in turn, and resolve then and there to pay her the whole kitboodle, as she was sure I would, the crafty trollop. She knew my style, and I knew hers, and 'twasn't my money anyway. "Since Your Majesty is graciously pleased to signify your assent to Sir Robert's proposal," says I, all ambassador-like, "I am empowered to promise $50,000 in Austrian silver of 1780 minting." It was a pleasure to see the light of pure greed mantle that jolly face, provided that Your Majesty's forces invest Magdala and prevent the Emperor's escape. I bowed, sitting down. I have the honour to await Your Majesty's reply.
And when will the money be paid?
When Sir Robert has the honour of paying his respects to Your Majesty in person. She gave me her old-fashioned look,
which means when Theodore is dead or captured. But not before.
That, ma'am, says I, is exactly what it means. But you need have no fear, Sir Robert's a man of his word. And so am I.
Oh, I am very sure of that. Very well,